Welcome to Rise to the Top, a college football betting podcast with your host and number one college football handicapper, Freddie Wills.
Hey guys, back on a Friday by popular demand. We're going to talk about some of the money line moves here, where the smart money is or alleged smart money. A lot of times I like to fade those moves when you're getting value in the points. So it's another College Football Friday commute podcast. Tonight I do have a play on Cincinnati Central Florida, so head on over to freddiewills.com and pick that up. Guaranteed, a special guarantee. If we don't profit, we give you money back. Nobody offers that. And we're going to give you Saturday's full card for free. Really confident in that play tonight. 39-21, my last 63% plays. So make sure you check that out over at freddiewills.com. You can pick up the NFL and college football package, which has profited 3 weeks in a row now, plus 36.8%. For $99, guaranteed profit or 2 weeks for free. So check that out all at freddiewills.com. I've also have not sent out my premium newsletter play, so you can still subscribe to that. That's going to be going out here shortly, probably early Saturday morning.
Subscribe to Freddie's premium sports picks newsletter, free at freddiewills.com.
Third year of this premium newsletter, 30% return on investment, 60% against the spread, one email once per week. Subscribe at freddiewills.com. All right, so let's just jump right into it. Central Florida versus Cincinnati tonight. We got the line opened at -3 Central Florida, and 67% of the tickets here that I'm tracking with just 52% of the money on Central Florida. I think the value side is definitely Cincinnati. I also think it's probably correlated with the under. So if you like Cincinnati, you could parlay it with the under 63, which that line's moved up a bit as well. Basically, this line is saying that Cincinnati's 6 points worse than Central Florida from last year, because the spread, if you remember, was 6.5 with Central Florida at home last year. That would make, you know, Cincinnati a 12.5 road dog right now. I just don't see – I don't see, actually, 4.5 points worse. I'm sorry. Taking them from 4 to 10.5, 10.5 if they were at Central Florida. I actually think the opposite. So leaning, I guess I'm just giving away my play right now. Yes, I'm on Cincinnati tonight at +4, 3% play. So hope you guys enjoy that one. Moving on here. We got 68% of the bets, but 58% of the money is on New Mexico tonight. That's why that spread's moved down to +6, +6.5 in some places. My formulas agree with that. Haven't looked at that game yet. Really spent a lot of time last night looking at games, and that one's still possibly going to be a play, although I don't like playing the very late games on Friday because then I get absolutely no sleep. Maryland at Rutgers. Rutgers just fired their coach. I thought it was interesting that the Rutgers just getting 14% of the action and 17% of the money, and this line hasn't moved very much, so that's interesting. I would not touch that game at all. I have no idea, no feel for it. 79% of the tickets are on Oklahoma State, and that line's ticked up to 10 from 8.5 at Texas Tech. Texas Tech getting 44% of the money, so there is a little bit of a difference there. Texas Tech plus 10.5, probably going to get some value. Texas Tech is running a different offense, likes to run the ball first. I don't know how great they are at it yet. Really haven't seen them. I've been high on Oklahoma State since I faded them at Oregon State, so I'm not touching that game either. Purdue at Penn State. This line's kind of ridiculous. It technically opened at like 14.5 in a Vegas sports book, but now it's up to 28.5. Obviously Purdue dealing with all kinds of injuries. Penn State, the type of team that, I mean, they're not afraid to just pour it on, and the spread keeps jumping up over key numbers. 70% of the tickets, 83% of the money on Penn State here. I said in my podcast earlier in the week, look, Jeff Brohm's a good coach. So, I mean, just missing two players, I think this is an overreaction. However, I am afraid of Penn State and the way they like to run scores up. But I don't know. Does James Franklin have a little bit more respect for Jeff Brohm? I mean, they're not going after the same players. So I don't know that he runs it up here. That's just my two cents. Michigan, Iowa, definitely the game of the week in the early matchups here. And, you know, 60% of the money is on Iowa here. It's kind of why you've seen five go down to four. But in the game of the year lines, this spread, you know, before the season was 14, 14 and a half, 15. But Michigan, obviously, they just don't show up in big games. Is this considered a big game against the other division in the Big Ten? I don't know. If I saw a minus three on Michigan, I might bite. Michigan just getting 40% of the money right here. And this line really hasn't moved that much off of any key numbers. So, I mean, if this got down to three, like tomorrow, because it is a public dog side, it seems like, with Iowa, I might play Michigan, but I really haven't looked at that game too much. Tulane and Army, obviously both teams, Tulane runs, you know, option tendencies, and you know, they're playing on the road at Army. It's supposed to be in the 40s tomorrow there. I think that's going to be a challenge for Tulane. And this is a public dog side though, with Army, 62% of the money, 62% of the tickets. Utah State versus LSU. I mean, back door is going to be wide open here. I think that's what a lot of people were thinking with 52% of the money on Utah State. It's 27.5. LSU, though, recently, and I'm not touching this, probably a year or two ago I might have. I don't really think Gary Anderson's a good coach at Utah State. I just think they have an NFL quarterback, and they're riding off that right now. And, I mean, their defense isn't very good. And LSU is scoring a ton of points. I mean, previous years, LSU might not, you know, care, and they may look past a team like this. But if you look at what LSU's been doing against Georgia Southern, 55-3, against Northwestern State and FCS foe, 65-14, last year even, this goes back to last year, Southeastern Louisiana, 31-0, not as big of a deal, but the offense wasn't really in gear then, against Rice, 42-10. So they're starting, their offense is really cranked up. They're not, you know, playing bad games. And even their win at home against Louisiana Tech, 38-21. I remember that game. I was on Louisiana Tech, and I think we got a backdoor cover. And that game could have easily been a little different. So I don't know that there's a lot of value in LSU, but I will say that backdoor is going to be wide open when you have the NFL quarterback on the other side of the ball. LSU's defense did give up 30 plus points to Vanderbilt. So, interesting point there. Wisconsin, I mean, this one's interesting because Kent State, I believe, is coming off a bye, and their head coach, Sean Lewis, good friends, talks to Paul Christ. So does Wisconsin really want to run the ball up, run the score up here? I don't think so. And Kent State put 62 points up on the board in their last game. And I mean, that's pretty impressive for Kent State. So I think this game probably stays closer. 62% of the tickets on Wisconsin, 58% of the money. I don't know who likes to weigh big favorites like that, but interesting game here. TCU at Iowa State. I've heard pretty much everybody in the market picking Iowa State in this game. 69% of the tickets, 55% of the money. I don't really agree. I think these are two defensive teams. I think this game is going to be tight. I think that half point on the 3.5 of TCU is big. I'm passing on this game because Iowa State off that loss, TCU banged up at wide receiver, and I also have a future ticket with TCU that I'm not as confident with anymore for over 7.5 wins. So, yeah, I'm going to pass on this game. Oklahoma at Kansas. Oklahoma, obviously, I mean, this line's dropped down 2.5 points. You know, Kansas can run the ball. Can they maybe score some points here? Oklahoma maybe looking towards Texas next year in the Red River rivalry. 76% of the money, 72% of the tickets on Oklahoma here. No shock there. No thank you. If I had Kansas over 35, maybe I'd play it. But yeah, no thank you. UCF at Connecticut. UConn still this team that, I mean, hey, they got the backdoor cover against Central Florida last week. They are playing better this year. South Florida, I would not trust them laying double digits on the road against any team. 55% of the tickets are backing them, 59% of the money. My hesitation with UConn is they broke a new quarterback last week. I mean, he played well. I think he had 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. UConn was supposed to really lean on the running game this year. Still a game that I want to look at and will here shortly. Boston College at Louisville. We were on Boston College last week, +6.5 against Wake Forest, got the cover. And honestly, they won the box score as well. They probably should have beaten Wake Forest outright. But I think they had some costly turnovers. Louisville coming off a bye, I believe. And, I mean, Boston College is a heavy public dog here. And the lines move the other way. I kind of leaned Louisville. I looked at it and decided to pass. I may maybe add them to my teaser card, Louisville. I just think that too many people are on Boston College. I don't really know what Boston College proved last week in a loss. But a lot of people, I mean, are still probably remembering what Louisville was last year. And I think they're a completely different team under Scott Satterfield. Now I remember what kind of kept me off this game is both their quarterbacks are questionable this game for Louisville. So I kind of want to see what happens there. Eastern Michigan at Central Michigan. This is kind of crazy because I've heard a lot of people on Eastern Michigan this week, and I kind of lean Central Michigan. I'm passing this game. I think Central Michigan's really beat up right now. I watched the Western Michigan game. Everyone I've heard is saying how lucky Central Michigan was to cover that game, and they got the backdoor cover. I call bullshit. I watched that game. Central Michigan was moving the ball between the 30s on Western Michigan all day long. I believe they turned it over on downs twice inside their 15-yard line. So this game was much closer than the score was. We were fortunate for the backdoor cover, but look, it goes both ways. That happens to us countless times. And I still thought Central Michigan was the right play last week, getting 17.5. Here they're 6-point dogs. Eastern Michigan's, I really turned that program around. My worry here is 18% of the money is on Eastern Michigan and the line has actually climbed. So Eastern Michigan seems like the right side here. Something fishy going on with 82% of the money on Central Michigan and the line going from +5 to +6. I don't understand that. To me, it's a pass since I lean Central Michigan, probably higher on Central Michigan than most people. Texas at West Virginia. Texas, obviously, with Oklahoma on deck. I think they're 1-6 against the spread the last 7 years. The game before Oklahoma, so I won't be getting involved here. Ton of injuries on the Texas side. There's some key injuries on the West Virginia side. I think Texas could go in there and put up a lot of points. If anything, I lean towards the over. I'll probably not get involved. Auburn, Florida. This is obviously the game of the week, and Auburn getting a ton of credit here. They're probably one of the highest bet favorites this week at 2.5 points. Favorites, 77% of the money, 77% of the tickets, 69% of the money. So some of the larger bets are on Florida here. But nothing crazy difficult. There's definitely sharp action on both sides here. Florida getting a bunch of defensive players back, and Auburn's looked great, but I'm not so sure how great their win against Oregon was. We've seen Texas A&M now struggle. Texas A&M almost lost to Arkansas, who almost lost to San Jose State. So Texas A&M clearly not as good as the hype from coming into the season. And then, they beat Mississippi State team that's down. So really Auburn, I don't know that they have any more impressive wins than Florida. Florida lost their quarterback. They go with the longtime backup in Trask. And I mean, he's played great since taking over. I'm not so sure he's not an upgrade over Levan Franks. So, and I mean, you got Dan Mullen, who I think is a better coach. Dan Mullen, the last 4 times he faced off when he was at Mississippi State with less talent than he has here at Florida. He 2-2 straight up, 3-1 against spread against Malzahn. And the 2 times he was, in this range, he was a 0-3 point dog. He won both those games outright. So keep that in your back pocket when you hear everyone talking about Auburn this week. Illinois, Minnesota. I believe Minnesota lost this game last year, and I'm pretty sure it's circled on their schedule. They're 14-point favorite. The problem is Minnesota has not been able to put teams away and been playing in close games the entire season. 7-point win, a 3-point win, a 3-point win, a 7-point win. You know, I still can't get out ahead of Illinois. I mean, they only lose by 4 to Nebraska, but they were outgained by 400 yards in that game. They have a bye coming in this game. And they're 14. I mean, looks like everyone should be on Minnesota, Illinois, and that's what we're seeing. 57% of the money, 75% of the money, 57% of the tickets. I disagree. Don't know if I want to play Minnesota. It's 13.5 though. But I think Minnesota's the right side here. Moving down the list here, talked a lot about a lot of games. Baylor, 41% of tickets, 60% of the money against Kansas State. Kansas State not been playing good in the trenches. That may be why. Ohio at Buffalo. Buffalo getting 62% of the money. The line is moved the other way. Ohio being a 3.5-point favorite. You know, the key for Buffalo is their quarterback. I think he got hurt, the freshman. I don't know what the drop-off is, so let me check that right now, because I know Buffalo was a lean of mine that I talked on my podcast, and I wanted to see what the quarterback situation was going to be. Matt Myers is downgraded to doubtful versus Ohio, so no thank you. I'm not getting involved there. Virginia Tech, Miami. Virginia Tech's getting 57% of the tickets. I don't get that. I don't know why you would want to back Virginia Tech, especially what you saw against Duke. 60% of the money's on Miami. I believe they dominated the last 2 years. I could see Miami getting a couple turnovers and just going wild. I think you're getting – I mean, Virginia Tech might have quit on their coach. That's what it seems like. Navy Air Force, this is kind of crazy. 30% of the money just 30% of the tickets, 9% of the money on Navy. There's a lot of smart guys out there picking Air Force, and I backed Air Force a couple times this year. They were our bad beat of the week last Friday. I think there's some value here on Navy. Anytime you're getting service academies going against each other and you're getting the hook on the field goal, I think Navy has something to prove here. I thought they played extremely well against Memphis. Just down in the second half against, a more talented team, obviously. Air Force has been in the trenches, but they keep turning the ball over. You can't do that in a game like this. I have seen no signs of that changing. I think the coaching staff on Navy side is better here. Navy obviously lost this game last year. They're at home in this game, and they're underdogs. I think Navy is upset Air Force this week. Moving on here, any other big games that we want to touch on? Northwestern, Nebraska. Northwestern, a public dog, and the line moved the other way. I mean, I get it. Northwestern's offense is atrocious. The defense is still fundamentally sound, but their defense is better against, like, an offense that it's a pro-style off, which you see a lot in the Big Ten. Against Nebraska, I'm not so sure that defense won't struggle in this game, especially coming off a physical Wisconsin game. Nebraska didn't show up against Ohio State at home in their biggest game this last decade. And, I mean, Nebraska, I mean, do they rebound under Scott Frost? I like to think that they do. I can't play Northwestern here, not the way that offense is played. I played Northwestern first half against Wisconsin. I was spot on there. It was 7-3 at the half, and I was totally fine with that. If you do like Northwestern, it's definitely got to be correlated with the under here. For what it's worth, any other games? Can't miss Michigan State versus Ohio State. 65% of the money on Ohio State. And 65% of the tickets, and this line hasn't moved at all, really. It's been 20.5 all week. Key numbers. If you do watch Michigan State here, obviously Ohio State has a defense like them, but Michigan State's offense to struggle way too much for me to to back them here against Ohio State, who sports like a top defense right now. I get who they played, but I think Ohio State seems to be like on a mission right now. Would not shock me at all if they ran away with this game like they did against Nebraska. But if you do like Michigan State, you might as well correlate them with the under, like a parlay, because I mean, I would say if Michigan State covers this game, there's a 90% chance it's going under the total. Like I don't see this being a shootout. Michigan State covers. I mean I could see Ohio State covering the spread and going under or over, but I cannot. If you like Michigan State, I think that in terms of increasing your return on investment, I think 9 times out of 10, if they cover the spread, they're going to go under the total in this matchup at least. Tulsa at SMU. SMU just cash and tickets, man. I mean, now they creeped into the top 25, so now is the time to fade them with Tulsa. I can't get involved there, though. 71% of the money is on SMU here, and the spread really has gone the other way. So Tulsa seems to be the right side. Might have to look at that game a little bit more. I know SMU 5-0 against the spread. So, I mean, obviously you're paying a premium to back them. So it's Tulsa or nothing. The other one on this list I found interesting, Washington, Stanford, 50-50 ticket count, 88% of the money on Stanford. And this line just keeps climbing for Washington. I think Washington is totally due for a statement game in the Pac-12. I think Washington is the most complete team in the Pac-12. That's why I backed last week. And, you know, I thought handicap was spot on. Stanford, nothing would shock me for them to make this a game, though. So, I can't lay until I see it from Washington. And they're already 4-1 against the spread. So, you know, you're really not getting line value, especially when you already missed, you know, 3 points of line value in this game with the line move. If anything, I'm going to fade that big of a line move. But I'm just too high on Washington. So, I can't do it. Those are the key ones. Just wanted to get this podcast out. I know some of you guys have been itching for it on a Friday. Good luck to you guys all on Friday. Again, all my picks released minutes after kickoff on Twitter. I also try to get them up on the Action Network app. So if you want to track me there, you'll get alerts too. I think my username is Freddie Wills _COM. So FreddieWills.com. You can track me on the Action Network. I don't put my picks in there ahead of time because then you'll be able to see them, but I do try to add them like as soon as the game starts while I'm watching and messing around on Twitter. So Twitter handle at Freddie Wills. I'm on Instagram now at NCAAF Picks. So all linked up on the website, FreddieWills.com. Thanks for listening and good luck this weekend. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Freddie Wills College Football Betting Podcast. If you are still listening to this podcast, you are really into college football betting. And if you are really into college football betting, you should consider following my premium plays, especially my play of the days, which have hit roughly 60% against the spread over my 10-year career. If you aren't into paying for picks, that's totally fine. There are many reasons why I wouldn't even want you to, especially if you don't have the bankroll. In that case, you may want to consider visiting sportsbetcapping.com for free picks from over 70 handicapping experts. That's sportsbetcapping.com for access to free picks on all major sports. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. And as a reminder, please leave 5-star reviews on iTunes and take advantage of my premium pick newsletter absolutely free at FreddieWills.com.